We analyzed every second of the new Game of Thrones Season 6 trailer. At first glance, the new trailer for Season 6 of Game of Thrones seems to offer only tidbits of information with fast cutaways. But if you look closer, it contains plenty of details about the upcoming season, from Bran's encounter with a very scary figure to a clash between the Boltons and a new threat and a gripping flashback. Feeling overwhelmed? Don't worry. We've got you covered with a complete breakdown of the 1 minute and 41 seconds worth of brand new footage. Game of Thrones returns to HBO on April 24th. 7 seconds. He's gone. Yes, yes, HBO, we get it. Jon Snow is dead. He's never coming back. Kit Harington being caught on set, that can be chalked up to filming some ghost scenes, right? Carry on, HBO. 14 seconds. A Lannister always pays his debts. We see Jaime's ship returning from Dorne, carrying the body of his dead daughter. It's safe to assume Jaime and Cersei are not happy. Two of their children are now dead, not to mention that Cersei spent what felt like 45 minutes making her walk of shame in the Season 5 finale. They're out for revenge, which means the Dornish and that nun with the bell better watch out. 21 seconds. So much death. Sir Davos stands over what looks like a funeral pyre, but whose is it? The poor sacrificed Shireen? Stannis? Remember, we don't actually see Brienne kill Stannis, and Game of Thrones rarely shies away from bloodshed. It could be Jon Snow's pyre, though it would be awfully hard to reanimate him if he were burned to ash. Not that that's happening, right? Right? 23 seconds. Miss the Boltons? No? Us neither. This poor soul is probably one of Stannis' soldiers being made into the symbol of House Bolton incarnate, reinforced by the next shot of Melisandre saying the victory for Stannis she envisioned was a lie. The Boltons are now the unquestioned wardens of the North, but they're missing one Stark. Can't wait to see how that conversation goes down between Papa Bolton and Ramsay. 31 seconds. OMG! Jorah totally found Dany's ring. That was fortunate, considering she dropped it in a giant field in the middle of nowhere. Now he can save her. Oh, and look, Jorah's still covering up his grayscale that will probably end up killing both him and Dany even if he does manage to find her. 34 seconds. Khaleesi who? Bad news for anyone who was holding out hope that Daenerys' captors would treat her well. They didn't. She's still in the same blue dress she wore in the Season 5 finale and walking on the ground, implying she's been imprisoned. Just when we thought we'd finally get some great Tyrion-Daenerys banter. 42 seconds. The meek shall inherit the earth. Here's the High Sparrow explaining to what looks to be a soldier that the poor can overthrow an empire. At this point, the High Sparrow is presumably the de facto ruler of King's Landing, since Tommen has been spending all his time petting Sir Pounce. 44 seconds. The Greyjoys by the seashore. You can tell from the flags that it's Theon's family greeting a boat, probably Lord Balon Greyjoy's brother, if you're going by the books. 46 seconds. Sansa's alive! And looking a lot better now that she's not Ramsay's sex slave. Seriously, that scene last season was not okay. Now that we know she and Theon didn't commit suicide at the end of the last season, and miraculously she didn't seem to break both her legs in that jump either, we have to wonder, where is she headed, and will she get there? Actress Sophie Turner offered some hints at the Oscars. 49 seconds. Tyrion is somewhere underground. Could he be releasing the dragons? 51 seconds. Dragon! 57 seconds. I choose violence. Well, of course you do, Cersei, or this wouldn't be Game of Thrones. The resurrected mountain looks like he's about to take on the Faith Militant led by Lancel, a Lannister and Cersei's one-time lover. 1 minute. Flashback! A group of men draw swords after Cersei's statement. Could this be some sort of flashback? Let's see if we find out more. We do. More shots. The king. Horses. Boats. 1 minute 5 seconds. Get Arya the heck out of the House of Black and White. Remember when we thought shapeshifting was going to be so cool, especially when everyone's favorite Stark, Arya, was going to be the one doing it? But then she spent all of last season cleaning dead people's feet and went blind. Things aren't exactly looking up for Arya in this trailer. Here she is getting slapped by some woman, probably in the House of Black and White, based on the terrible lighting. 1 minute 6 seconds. Littlefinger in the snow. A quick shot of Littlefinger up north, maybe looking for Sansa? 1 minute 6 seconds. Marjorie hasn't moved. Looks like she's still in prison. But who is she looking at with that withering glare? The Sparrow? A mean nun? Natalie Dormer teased her new scene partner in Time. 1:07. Watch out for the flaming weapons. That thing looks dangerous. Might be handy when it comes to taking out whites, though based on the clothing, the person being hunted in this scenario is a human being, not a nice zombie. Then we have some arrows, more war, and an exploding window, and even more war. 1:09. Our first look at Urien Greyjoy. If this guy doesn't look familiar, it's because he's new to the cast. Meet Urien Greyjoy, Theon's uncle. It looks like he's being baptized. 1:09. Theon looking anxious as usual. Are those dogs in the background? Are the dogs chasing Theon or helping him? Is he still with Sansa? Presumably, the Boltons are trying to hunt them down. 1:10. Some things never change, like Lannister incest. 1:11. Brienne being a badass. Cut to Brienne killing somebody. Likely, she's rather upset with herself that she missed that damn candle. You had one job, Brienne, and is looking for Sansa as well. 1:12. See, I told you we weren't done with the House of Black and White. That's a lot of faces. 1:12. It wouldn't be HBO without some nudity. But seriously, who is Melisandre trying to seduce? Could it be the resurrected body of Jon Snow, the live version of which she flirted with last year? Does dying exempt you from your night's watch duties? 1:14. Jon Snow is totally dead, you guys. Look, he's even on a slab, and someone's covering his eyes. I'm convinced. 1:14. Arya does parkour? Arya, or someone else of small stature, is doing some seriously impressive jumping. 1:15. The Boltons finally have to face the wildlings. Being wardens of the north isn't all fun and games. The shields on the left bear the X of the Boltons. The army on the right carries axes, suggesting they're the wildlings. No matter who wins, someone's going to have to deal with the army of the dead coming soon to a northern city near you. We also get a shot of two women making out because it's not porn, it's HBO, plus another shot of Urien Bolton taking off his hood. 1:17. Ned Stark! Clearly, this is a flashback because that is Ned lost his head, Stark fighting a member of the King's Guard, who has a dragon emblem on his chest. Presumably, we're going back in time to see Ned Stark save his sister Lyanna during the Civil War. 1:17. Wildlings, attack! Here's a close-up of Tormund Giantsbane, the new leader of the Wildlings. Again, we see shields with X's on them behind him, so he's presumably fighting the Boltons. Next comes a shot of someone riding a white horse into battle. That's hard to make out. 1:18. Forgiveness? It looks like Margaery is either begging or being offered forgiveness from the High Sparrow. Could they be joining forces against Cersei? 1:19. Blind Arya. Eek! 1:19. Lannisters at the gates. Soldiers, presumably armed by the Lannisters, are at the gates of the High Temple ready to attack. 1:20. Sansa's not out of the woods yet. Get it? Looks like she's running for her life up north. This shot's followed by one of Dothraki charging, likely the Khaleesi plotline, and wildlings attacking, likely the Bolton plotline. 1:22. Bran! Bran Stark! We missed you, buddy. You look way older. 1:22. Wait. Bran with the King of the White Walkers? What the? This can't be good. 1:35. Davos defending the body of Jon Snow, who is totally dead and staying dead, guys. How many times do I have to say it? Oh, hey, Ghost is there, too. That seems important. This article posted by Eliana Dochterman.